What's up, world? Welcome to the Positive Truth, uplifting and positive news. So if you believe in yourself and the world around you, Tim, what are we trying to bring?
Here on the Positive Truth, we're trying to bring awareness, empowerment, inspiration, optimism, and understanding to communities everywhere. JP, how are you doing today?
I am doing stupendous. How are you doing, Tim?
Amazing.
Do you want to tell everyone about our contest? Not a contest. That's the second time I've done it. It's a giveaway. You want to tell everyone about our giveaway?
Absolutely. We're giving away Positive Truth shirts with our logo on the front and back. All you have to do is send us in a positive news story, leave us a 5-star review and a comment wherever you're watching our podcast or listening to our podcast, and we will send you a shirt absolutely free. We'll pay for all the shipping, the handling, and all that good stuff, and you get to spread positivity by wearing our shirt. Send it to the podcast Facebook page as well, too, at the Positive Truth Podcast on Facebook, and I'll do my best to not only respond back and find out your address and all that good stuff, but we'll talk about your positive news stories all together in one great episode really soon. Tu sabes.
Or you can send it to the email at
thepositivetruth@gmail.com.
There you go. JP's off to an amazing start, so save me, Tim. What do you have for your first positive news story?
My first positive news story is coming from Swindon, Wiltshire. I am talking about a 16-year-old by the name of Josh Duff. He's an incredible kid, very nice, but he was dealing with some bullying at school. He got made fun of a lot just because he was quote-unquote different. So Josh, getting made fun of at school, was not really having a good time, really wanted to go to the school dance, his school prom back in June, and was discouraged because of all the bullying. But that's when his father decided to step in. His father, who's in a biker's club, decided, you know what, we're going to escort you to prom. So he reached out to a few of his friends, and he expected about 50 people to show up. He was like, hey, I know I have a lot of friends. I know they'll show up for you. And whenever the message got out, it not only went out to his bike club, but it went out to other bike clubs. Ended up being over 150 bikes escorting Josh to prom, which made Josh feel like he wasn't alone. He was actually quoted by saying, I used to feel like I was alone all the time, but not anymore. First off, the story could stop right there and I'd be as happy as could be, but it does not. It continues to go forward with Josh's mom actually going outside and seeing the sea of bikers out there and her getting emotional to the point where she heard people saying, we're here for your boy. He can do this. This is amazing. And it just made her think about how hard his life has been, Josh, for all of these years. He has special needs, and she said the special needs community gets made fun of a lot just because of their disabilities, and she's tired of it. She said that she hopes that this story actually motivates and inspires people to think twice before making fun of kids with special needs. And she hopes that Josh will take this time and this moment to be inspired so he can keep going forward for his future and his goals. He actually wants to be a doctor one day so he can help people like himself. And I truly believe because of the kindness of his father, the kindness of the community, he's going to go for it and he's not going to hesitate and he's going to believe that he can do it because of the support behind him. So shout out to the Wiltshire community for showing up for Josh and letting him know he is not alone, and shout out to his mom for understanding that it's bigger than just themselves.
We talk a lot on the Positive Truth about the youth being awesome, but really youth can't be awesome without awesome support. Awesome parents, awesome family, awesome community. And that's all of that in one positive news story. So my story comes from Kiev, Ukraine, about a doctor named Dr. Todorov. Dr. Todorov is a pediatrician and a surgeon taking care of a young girl. Young girl has a heart disease, but her condition deteriorated this past week, and Dr. Todorov had some good news and he got some bad news. Good news, found a donor. Bad news, he needs to go to the city of Akhmatov that's being bombed, along with where he's at, driving to remove the heart from the donor, then drive back and has to perform the surgery. All within 48 hours. So he needs to get there, drive back while all these drones and attacks are happening. Did Todorov hesitate, Tim? Of course not. Got in the car. One of the largest airstrikes was happening. 400 drones and 18 missiles striking. He's driving through the city. Hot take, I have a video on the way back.
Oh my gosh.
Of him like avoiding all this stuff, trying to drive on the street. Gets there Wednesday night to the city of Akhmedov, removes the heart, puts the organ in a container. It was like, we got 24 hours to get back. Immediately gets back in the car, avoids the attack, crosses the bridges, gets back to the hospital, performs the surgery, saves the young woman's life. It's a movie, and I have a video. I'm actually going to send the video to you right now so you can post it on the Facebook page at the Positive Truth Podcast.
JP, that sounded like a Mission Impossible movie. I guarantee you one day we're going to watch this movie on Netflix, Max, Stars, whatever people are watching their movies on. It's going to happen. That was a 10 out of 10 story. I can't wait to watch the video and share it on our Facebook page at the Positive Truth Facebook. This is a true Facebook page, the Positive Truth Podcast. Search for it, like it, subscribe, do sabes.
So yeah, heroes saving children today on the Positive Truth. What do you have for your next positive news story, sir?
That was wild, man. That was wild. I actually am going to talk about the Michigan State Police Department and local deputies from Waverly Township. They actually saved an 83-year-old dementia patient who was lost about a mile away from her house. The police were called and they were told, hey, this elderly woman by the name of Daisy, she's missing. We're not sure what happened to her. She was last seen around 1 p.m. So immediately, Michigan State Police decided to go on a search. They actually called in a helicopter to help with the aerial support, and they decided to look around. And this is where technology actually comes in on my story. They decided to use this thermal technology where they were able to scan in the foresty areas, and that's whenever the helicopter found her near a swampy area. The helicopter helped lead local police that were on the ground to her, were able to save her, get her to the hospital where she's able to get some first aid. Miss Daisy was 83 years old. She has dementia, so her wandering off happened pretty often, but she usually was found pretty quick. So this was a very scary moment for herself and her community. But the Michigan State Police, Paw Post, quickly launched a search, and they were able to find her. And I thought that was amazing, so I wanted to share it here on the Positive Truth Podcast. Not all heroes wear capes, and they're now using technology like Batman. So here we are.
Saving the world like Batman. Before we get to our last three positive news stories, we need to pause and do audio meditation. It's where me and Tim talk about one thing we're grateful for each, because in the stresses of life, we often overlook all the great things going on in our own lives. We encourage everyone listening, think of one thing you're grateful for as well. Guaranteed to make your day so much more positive. Tim, what are you grateful for today?
Man, I'm grateful for leftovers. Have you ever, like, maybe in the past, JP, I'm not sure how much cooking you're doing right now, but have you ever cooked something and then the next day you ate it and it was just 10 times better? I've been dealing with this. Say what?
Spaghetti and hamburger helper are the two things that always taste better the second time around.
Almost anything with like tomato sauce or something is going to taste better the next day is what I've realized. And yeah, my lunches have just been amazing the past couple weeks. And I'm like, man, did not taste this good last night. And I know how hungry I was the night before. But then that's when I come to the conclusion, I'm done like buying food during the week, man. I'm taking leftovers every single day that I can because it's tasting good anyways, and I don't need to waste food. So I'm grateful for leftovers.
Tim's one of those beautiful positions where everyone in his family and his surrounding family can cook. And this man's still ultra skinny.
I've gained like 20 pounds the last 2 years. That's about it. I'm done.
Sure.
I'm like a normal adult now.
I'm grateful for any sport that has you run. Hear me out, Tim.
I'm listening.
I do not like running. I got challenged a couple of days ago. Oh, yeah. Oh, man, I bet you can't run 5 miles in a row. And I was like, I bet you I can. I could not.
No, you couldn't. Why would you do that?
And then the next day, it was like, oh, we're going to go run again. And I was like, yeah, I did not enjoy it. Let's just say that. So it was like one of those things was like whenever we played basketball, I was always the one running around, making all the hustle plays, all that. Running's great in that scenario. Playing like pickleball, running back and forth. Running's great. Like flag football. Like any running for purpose is fun. Running by itself. Oh my goodness. There's a pain you feel that's not like a lifting pain where I'm going to get stronger, I'm getting to a goal. It just hurts. That I do not enjoy. We were running uphill and I was like, oh goodness, I forgot how much I hate this feeling. So yeah, any sport that involves running, cool. Doing it on your own, I'm just like, man, I do not enjoy this. I remember running track in middle school because my mom was like, oh, you're pretty fast. Now I know why I sucked at it, because it was just like I would hit that first barrier of this sucks and I would just slow down. And other people like you would just be like,
oh, I remember middle school track. I definitely do.
So yeah, running.
I had a quote whenever I used to coach. Coach cross country and track, running sports, nothing but running really. Our sport is other sports' punishment. That's pretty much what you're telling me right now.
Oh, it is such
a punishment. You're a basketball player out here running cross country. You do not like this. For us, this is a warm-up, buddy. This is a warm-up.
Yeah, I remember one time we had 26 turnovers in a game. We had to run 26 suicides before the game started. Before practice started, and I was just like, and then we had to run 26 after, and I was just like, I wasn't really playing. I was like, hope you'll never do this again.
Yeah, I've been there for sure.
That being said, I want to tell a story on the opposite of Tim for a positive news story. Mine is about a man from Fort Lauderdale, Florida, named Bob Becker. He is 80 years old. 20 years ago, he retired, and he ran his first ever race. And there's a thing called the runner's high. And some people have never experienced the runner's high like me. Other people have. So, you know, Bob is, I should probably do something since I'm not working anymore to stay in shape. So he runs his first race at 60. And he just completed last week and became the oldest person ever on the planet to complete the Badwater 135 Ultra Marathon. Do you know what that is, Tim?
I have heard of it, actually. I got some friends that run ultra marathons, so they're always sharing stuff. So I have heard of that race. That's incredible.
So you start Death Valley, where temperatures hit 117 degrees, and then you run 135 miles up to the top of Mount Whitney, 8,300 feet. You have 48 hours to do it. He's the oldest finisher ever at 80. He finished at 45 hours.
There's so many people that don't finish this race every single year, JP. It's like one of the hardest races, if not the hardest race in the world.
Remember, he's 80, so he feels like he's falling off. When he turned 70 for his 70th birthday, you want to know what he did? He ran the race, right? But he did the reverse. So he ran it, and then he didn't stop. He ran it back.
Wow.
Yeah.
Man, that's incredible. Like, I'm falling in love with running all over again, but hearing stories like this, that you don't understand what it does to my soul, JP, it like fills it. Cause I'm getting older, I'm getting slower, but there's like new goals that you go for when your age changes. And seeing this man is, all right, I have something to reach for. An ultra marathon one day, that would be crazy.
100. So the winner finished in 21 hours. So
no sleep. Yeah.
Good luck.
Yeah, no. I'm not trying to win anything at this point. I just want to finish.
So yeah, finished at 80. It just goes to show you, it doesn't matter your age, if you have the determination, which I do not with running, you can do it, because he's the oldest finisher ever. Absolutely incredible. Shout out to Bob Becker.
Yeah, absolutely. Hats off and do rags off.
Hats off and do rags off to you, sir. What do you have for your last positive news story?
Oh man, I actually found this story on social media, JP. That's like the funniest thing about it. My algorithm is pretty amazing. I've been catching a lot of really good short stories. And this one was actually shared on TikTok. So by a woman by the name of Bergie Lopez, she goes by Wavy Bergie 1 on TikTok. She recently shared a video of a Tampa ice cream vendor by the name of Don Tomas. Don Tomas was pushing this cart. It was really hot. She gets on TikTok because she's, oh, the paletero guy. I haven't seen one in a while. Let me record him. Recorded him, bought a few ice creams, and kept it pushing. She said it's so awesome how hot it is and how he's always walking around with his cart, just helping out the community and brightening everybody's day. She shares it on TikTok, and that's when everything went crazy. Super viral, because Don Tomas not only pushes his cart in her neighborhood, but a whole bunch of other people's neighborhoods, and he does it all by foot. This man is walking well over 12 miles a day, pushing his cart in different people's neighborhoods regularly. The people on social media started sharing and started talking about stories with Don Tomas, how nice he is and how hard he works and how consistent he is. This led Miss Bergie Lopez to start a GoFundMe. you know what, if this many people like his story, maybe we can do more for him. Maybe we can get him an ice cream truck, or maybe we can get a trailer. She starts this GoFundMe, and it quickly raised $30,000, where Mr. Don Tomas now gets to do what he loves to do by serving ice cream to communities, now in a truck that's air conditioned. I thought this story was amazing because it takes small things like this and the power of social media, using it the right way, because it's a tool that we definitely need to use in the right way, can change somebody's life. And Don Tomas is changing his life, absolutely, but he's going to help change so many others just by handing out ice cream the way that he does. Shout out to the Tampa community for sharing his story, and shout out to everybody that donated. I thought this was awesome.
Shout out to the Tampa community. Shout out to the people that donated. You have to invest in yourself to be better. And not only did they donate a vehicle, now he can cover more than 12 miles a day. Now he has more space in his vehicle to make more money. And as long as he maintains the maintenance, he's going to have extra cash in his pocket going forward for a long time. The fact that, like, he didn't really invest, the community invested in him because he was so consistent with pushing the cart around, which, by the way, as someone that's lived in neighborhoods that have had carts pushed around, that is no joke, especially in the summer, especially in the humidity of Tampa. That is amazing. 10 out of 10 positive news story.
Ooh, Sava. Shout out to social media. Woohoo. What do you have for us, JP?
I, of course, have a dog story. Mine is about a barking hero that saved an entire village from a landslide. 5-month-old puppy, just got adopted. Really good dog so far. 5-month-old puppy's a little crazy. 1 a.m. just starts barking. It won't shut up. Keeps barking, keeps barking, keeps barking. Eventually, family gets up and says, "What are you barking at?" And they see the foundation of their home cracked and leaking. It was raining outside, and where they're at in India, it's the Sihathi village in the Mandi district. It's on a mountain, and like us, we're in Oklahoma, we know tornado things that are, whenever they start coming, it's, oh, you should get away. This village sees things where it's, oh, that's going to be a landslide. Grabs the dog, saves everyone in the house, and then they go to all their neighbors. They're like knocking on the door, screaming, "Landslide, get everyone out of there." About 10 minutes after everyone in the village gets out, landslide came through and took out everyone's homes. So oh, no. The man's best friend ended up saving everyone in the village. Dogs are awesome with the Positive Food Podcast.
The intuition of dogs, man, is real. The intuition for dogs is real. Shout out to a man's best friend. Oh, that's scary.
Uplifting news with the Positive Food Podcast.
Uplifting news, 10 out of 10 name. 10 out of 10.
Stolen online, not going to lie. Any name that I come up with is either someone else's or definitely yours.
Belt. We're not the greatest with names.
JP and Tim, about as bland as it can get.
Oh, man.
What do you have for your quote before we get out of here?
Absolutely. It is your reaction to adversity, not the adversity itself, that determines your life story. Quotes by Tim.
We appreciate everyone for listening. We're out.
Stay positive.